in two of the country's biggest public health units are refusing to use the government's national contact tracing system. Experts are warning this makes it harder to control a future outbreak of COVID-19. Auckland and Wellington say their own software is better. Effective contact tracing is critical to keep on top of the disease as the country moves rapidly towards level one controls. Anusha Bradley's been looking into this. Kia ora, Anusha.
Kia ora, Kim.
What have you found out?
Well, there are 12 public health units and four of them aren't using this national contact tracing solution. Now, this software stores case and contact details according to clusters or exposure events. It also links into other health information, including the National Health Index, allowing all contact details to be accessed. It also links into lab data and clinical data, allowing everyone with access to the system the same view of a particular case. So Christchurch and Northland haven't been using it, but they told me they probably will in the future if there's further outbreaks of COVID-19. But Auckland and Wellington appear reluctant to use the national software at all, with both saying they've already created their own software system that can trace multiple notifiable diseases, not just COVID.
How big a deal is this?
If you think about it this way, those four public health units, they actually make up half of the country's district health boards. And this is 5 weeks on from a statement from the Ministry of Health that said we had reached the gold standard in contact tracing. Auckland says it's developed its own software over the past 12 years, which it uses in conjunction with the National EpiServe system. This is the ESR public health surveillance system that logs cases of notifiable diseases. And Auckland says it's working with the Ministry of Health to figure out how the two systems can work together, but it told RNZ that the government solution is only for COVID-19, while its software can be used to manage a wide range of notifiable diseases. And Wellington also has developed its own software to manage multiple diseases, and it's also talking to the Ministry about how it can integrate the two systems together into the national one. But sources tell me they're reluctant to lose what it has in favour of the government solution.
But why is using a national software system important?
So I've spoken to several contact tracing experts about this. None are willing to speak publicly because most have ties with the health ministry or government. But they all made the point that there are compelling reasons for public health units to all be on the same system. And this includes the ability to see what happens to people when they're referred from a public health unit to the National Contact Tracing Service or another public health unit that might be picking up the work. The national system also guides the user through a process to ensure that, like, an infected person's getting the right treatment compared to other systems which just collect patient notes. And the point was stressed that unless all public health units are using the same software, there's no way to easily spread the contact tracing workload between different units in the event of another big outbreak.
And any other advantages?
Well, the Varel report highlighted the need for New Zealand to be able to trace at least 5,000 contacts a day. There's no point having public health units employ staff just to sit there and wait for an outbreak. So there needs to be this ability to bring in people quickly from either the National Close Contact Service or another public health unit if needed. But this is really difficult to do if they're all using different systems. And one academic I spoke to believed the country should not move to level one without this in place. Now, RNZ understands that the first report from the newly appointed Contact Tracing Assurance Committee, this is the group of experts that have been appointed to make sure that Varel's recommendations are implemented, will actually highlight this issue in the report, and this report will be presented to the Health Minister, David Clark, today.
Thank you, Anusha Bradley.